He might say, look how much I...
shredded.
Okay. and a discharging sword that comes to a head.
Now, how would you?
If you get a little lump on your arm, it's got a core in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Comes to a head.
That,
call that a what?
You call that a little core.
Okay, but the whole thing, the sword.
It's a boil, and it's got a core in it.
Okay. And the stuff that drains out when you open a boil.
Corruption.
Okay. And you say a bee stung me in my hand. What?
Bee stung me and I'll put some turpentine on it.
Yeah. You say my hand got bigger. You say my hand what?
My hand got big and swollen.
Okay. And you say, so you say, you hit your hand with a hammer, and your hand, what, up? Your hand?
Swolls.
Okay. So you say, yesterday I hurt myself in my hand, what?
Swolled up.
Okay. And you say, if it's not infected, it probably won't.
Infect.
Yeah. It probably won't get bigger. It probably won't.
Get bigger, it'll go down.
Yeah, it probably won't.
Probably it won't get bigger, it'll go down.
Yeah, another way of saying get bigger. It probably won't.
Won't get bigger.
Won't sweat.
Won't swell up.
Okay. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say that he had to go... you had to get a doctor to look at the what?
You mean the swollen place?
Yeah, where someone got shot or stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
You say you had to get a doctor to look at the
that
what?
Place.
Yeah, what would you call that place?
A wound of where you shot.
Okay. And if the wound doesn't grow back right, if it doesn't heal clean, you call that what?
Infection.
Okay, I'm thinking proud.
And setting up gangrenes if it don't heal up and plaid flesh is sticking out. Something like that. There's different names that people call
it. Yeah, what'd you call it?
Plaid flesh if it don't heal up, you know, and wants to... that means getting raw and angry and punching up. I mean, kind of looking like little raw places in there.
Yeah.
You call that plaid flesh.
Okay. And if you have a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it? This brown liquid that stings.
Iodine.
Okay. And something that, a white bitter powder in capsules that people used to take for a cold.
Brown?
White bitter powder.
Penicillin.
Now, it used to be given for malaria. White and real bitter.
Quinine.
Okay.
You had the bitter part to it, I know.
You ever took that?
Mm-hmm. It's good for the malarial chills. Which have to, for the malarial chills, you know, chilly and feverish. And you have to commence at midnight and take it on down till daylight. Quinine. You know, there's two kinds of quinine. There's quinine and strychnine. That's two ions. Strychnine's poison and quinine's for malarial chills. You can keep you from freezing.
How do you get those chills?
That's disease, like kind of like pneumonia.
Yeah, you say
malarial chills.
Malarial
chills and malarial fevers all goes together, you know, it's all the same thing.
Is that... Did mosquitoes used to carry that?
Mm-hmm.